The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Y yo les pregunté, hijo, pero ¿por qué? Porque siento que me van a robar, siento que.
Her name is Graylis. She arrived in South Florida 2 months ago from Los Teques, Venezuela, south of Caracas. Her story is typical of recent Venezuelan immigrants. There was a time when Venezuela sent more tourists to the U.S. than refugees, but the once oil-rich country is now suffering the world's worst economic collapse.
Porque hasta tu amigo recogía comida en la basura.
Graylis cries as she recalls her children watching neighbors eating food out of a dumpster. I was afraid that was going to happen to us soon, she says, because she had just lost her own job. Graylis worked for a publicity firm printing flyers, but its customers included protesters staging anti-government demonstrations, so Venezuela's socialist revolution shut the company down. Graylis says pro-government thugs came and began roughing up her and other employees.
Y por eso arremetieron contra nosotros.
She, her husband, mother-in-law, and two boys left for the U.S. using tourist visas they'd gotten a few years ago. Graylis asked us not to use her last name since her asylum request is pending. They're all living in a one-bedroom apartment in Doral, where so many Venezuelans settle. Every Thursday, they come to Our Lady of Guadalupe Roman Catholic Church for food and other help. They and scores of other Venezuelan families. It's not unusual for South Florida churches to help migrant laborers from places like Central America, but Guadalupe has never seen a wave of struggling Venezuelan immigrants like these.
Usually they come between 200 and 250.
Fernando Bolaños heads Guadalupe's St. Vincent de Paul Society, which helps the new Venezuelan arrivals. Bolaños is Venezuelan, and as a lawyer who came here a decade ago to escape the revolution, he's typical of the earlier cohort of immigrants, educated, affluent, self-sufficient. But most newcomers are working-class Venezuelans with few resources at all.
They are really living in poverty. They cannot pay for anything. So people risk everything to come over here.
Bolaños calls them an airborne version of the post-exile wave of Cuban balseros who came here on rafts.
They don't do it in boats, you know, like the Cubans, but you can say they are the balseros by air, okay?
They're a big reason political asylum requests by Venezuelans are at record highs. Last year, more than 18,000 Venezuelans sought U.S. asylum, the most from any nation in the world. In the first few months of this year, there was an almost 140% increase over the same period last year.
The revolution is in bankruptcy, doesn't create anything.
Jose Hernandez says the influx of working-class Venezuelans is vivid evidence that bankrupt revolution has failed the population it was supposed to care for most. Hernandez is a former Venezuelan diplomat who lives in Miami and publishes El Venezolano, one of the city's largest Spanish-language dailies. He recently encountered a group of Venezuelan immigrants living out of a cheap car in a Walmart parking lot in Doral.
Four guys in the car who have contracted the gym very close to them to shower and go to work.
They've since found a small apartment. But Hernandez cites other factors besides economics. Venezuela's regime now hits the working class with political persecution. Before, it was mainly the middle and upper classes. As that gets worse, so may the wave of poorer immigrants.
We're going to have the Flights of Liberty that came from Cuba in the 60s.
Hernandez is referring to the Freedom Flights ferrying Cubans to the U.S. as the Cuban Revolution tightened its grip. But last year, the U.S. stopped issuing new visas for Venezuelans because of the overwhelming demand. Even so, many working-class Venezuelans already have U.S. visas they got for tourist travel before Venezuela's economy collapsed, and they're often valid for a decade. As a result,
they arrive to U.S. legally.
Patricia Andrade heads Venezuela Awareness, another organization that aids new Venezuelan immigrants in Doral.
Before, it was like a dream of the Venezuelan to come to U.S. as a tourist, not for staying U.S., and now for leaving U.S.
Ask Angel Lopez. He and his family arrived in Doral just last week from Valencia, Venezuela, where he was a restaurant worker. A few years ago, they came to Florida for this reason. To vacation at Disney World. Now they're applying for asylum. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.